Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to listeners, we are tuned to Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program. It is the best of three quiz on Radio Islam International. Today is day 18, corresponding to the 24th of June 2016. We have, mashallah, our three participants already on the line. And without any further delay, we'd like to welcome them on board, inshallah. Line number one, we have Brother Imtiaz Ganji. Imtiaz, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله. How are you, my brother?
الحمد لله. شكرا.
ما شاء الله. Imtiaz, where are you calling you from?
From Benoni.
Oh, you calling from Benoni. And first time you participating?
Gee, the first time.
ما شاء الله. All the luck, my brother. Line number two, we have sister Sajida. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
جزاك الله for your time, sister. May I ask, where are you calling from, Ben?
From Ermelo.
Are you calling from Ermelo?
Yes.
MashaAllah, jazakumullah. And line number three, we have anonymous sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وعليكم السلام.
Yes. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes. Ma, where are you calling from, sister?
Lanesia.
Are you calling from Lanesia?
Yes.
Okay, jazakumullah. All the luck and all the best.
Exactly.
All right, participants, my co-host is not here, Marat Sahib, is not here today, inshallah, but anyway, we're going to continue. And, you know, the format of the course, we're going to be asking you five questions each, and the winner gets 1,000 rands, and the winner automatically qualifies for the finals taking place tomorrow night after Taraweeh Salah, inshallah, between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. Imtiaz, we're going to start with you first, my brother, males first today, and may we ask you, what is your category?
Mulana, I'll choose stories of the Anbiya alayhim.
You're going to go with stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Okay, my brother. Here goes your question. Are you ready, Imtiaz?
Inshallah.
Okay. Was Maryam, mother of Isa alayhim salam, sitting at the western, eastern or southern side of Masjid al-Aqsa when Jibreel Amin alayhi salam appeared before her in human form?
Anonymous. Mulana, I'll choose the western side.
You're going to go with the western side, my brother. It's not the western side. The answer, the correct answer is eastern side. Brother Imtiaz. Okay. Quite a bit of talking on the background. May I ask who's on the background there, Brother Salim? Okay. Hello, sister. Sajida, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
Okay, sister. What's your category?
I'm also going to go for stories of Anbiya.
Also stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. All right, sister. All the luck. Here goes your question, Ben. It is a multiple choice question, okay? Okay. The question is, what is the name of the place where Isa alayhi salam will kill Dajjal? 1. Baytul Muqaddas. 2. Baytul Lahm. Or 3. Babilud.
Babilud.
Excellent. That is a correct answer, mashallah, sister. 1 point coming up your way. All right. Mashallah. Let's go to anonymous sister from Lens. Papa, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. What's your category, sister?
Stories of the Anbiya.
All right. Today, everybody choosing stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay, Appa. It's not a multiple choice question. You got to tell us the answer.
Okay.
Okay. Here goes your question, brother, sister. Were Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's brothers present when he narrated his dream to Yaqub alayhi salam? Were Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers present when he mentioned the dream to Yaqub alayhi salam? Yes or no?
No.
Appa, you said the no, but too late. I'm sorry for that, Appa. All right. Apologies, Appa, but you had to say no before 7 seconds. Okay?
Okay.
All right. A bit late, Appa. About 1.44 seconds late, Brother Salim. Imtiaz, are you there, brother?
Yes, I'm here, brother.
Okay, the lady in front of you is winning you. She's got 1 point from Ermelo. Better back up, brother. Okay. What's your category?
I'll choose general knowledge.
General knowledge. Okay, you said you're going to go with general knowledge.
Yeah.
I like general knowledge questions also. Okay. Yeah. Are you ready, brother?
Yeah.
Which was invented first, the aircraft or the parachute?
Yeah. The aircraft.
What did you say?
A aircraft.
An aircraft.
The aircraft.
Okay. No, my brother, it's not aircraft. The answer is, which we asked you, what was invented first, the aircraft or the parachute? The parachute was invented first, my brother. Okay. Sorry for that, Imtiaz. Sajida, are you there, sister?
Yes.
Okay, what's your category now, sister?
Quran.
Quran Kareem, mashallah. A choice of categories makes it more interesting. Jazakallah. Okay, it's a multiple choice question, sister. Okay, are you ready? Okay. How many surahs in the Quran Kareem commence with the combination Alif, La, Mim? 1, 4, 2, 5, or 3, 6?
I think it's 4.
You're going to go with 4, sister. The answer is incorrect, Appa. It's not 4, it is 6. According to Ulum al-Quran, Professor Doi, page 172, it is 6. 6, Appa, not 4, like you said.
Okay.
All right, sorry for that, Appa. Sister from Lens, anonymous sister, Sumaya, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I said your name out for that. Yes. Appa, what is your category?
Stories of the Anbiya again.
Again, stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, again with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam. Here goes your question. Did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam praise the steadfastness and forbearance of Ibrahim, Yusuf, or Isa alayhi salam?
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
You say Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sister, we say the correct answer is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam praises steadfastness and the forbearance of this Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, Abba?
Yes.
Okay. Imtiaz, back to you, my brother. So far we asked two questions. Imtiaz from Benoni has got nothing right. Appa from Ermelos has got one right. And Lanesha auntie has got nothing right. Okay. Imtiaz, here we go with your question, brother. What do you choose now?
Stories of the Anbiya alayhim salam.
Okay, stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Here goes your question. How many chiefs of Salih alayhi salam's tribe accepted Islam when the she camel emerged from the rock? One or none?
Go with one.
You're going to go with one, mashallah, and we're going to give you 1 point as well in return. My brother, mashallah, first point coming up your way. Very good. We're happy for you, Imtiaz. Okay. Lovely. Sajida, are you ready, sister?
Si.
Okay, what's your category now, sister?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Again, mashallah. Okay. Here goes your question regarding the Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again. Once again, Sajida, here goes a question. Which Nabi possesses the virtue of being Dhabihullah? The nature of the question does not... Okay, anyway, let us say, about what does which Nabi possesses the virtue of being Dhabihullah?
Malana, can you repeat that?
Which Nabi possesses the virtue of being Dhabihullah?
Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
No.
No.
Sorry? You got the whole family helping you there, Appa?
Isa Alaihi Wasallam.
No, another guess.
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
No, another guest sister.
Musa alayhi salam.
No, Appa. Write down all the Nabi's names and you can choose one and call us next week. Appa, it is. Who was Dhabihullah? It was none other than the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, Appa?
Si.
The story of Qurbani, Dhabihullah, Dhabaha means to slaughter. Okay.
Si.
Appa from Lens, are you there? Okay, what do you choose now, sister?
Quran.
Quran Kareem. Okay, here goes your question. The only Sahabi mentioned by name in the Quran Kareem is who?
Sahabi, Kon Sahabi.
Kon Sahabi, Ji, Kon Sahabi. Tell us the answer. Put your papa on the line. Let's talk to him also.
No.
It is not. What did you say, Appa?
The
answer is Zayd bin Haditha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Falamma qada Zayd minha watara. He is the only mentioned, the only Sahabi mentioned by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by name in the Quran Kareem, sister. Okay. Alright, Jazakallah, it was a bit difficult, sister. Let's go further. Binoni, not Binoni. Yes, Binoni, Imtiaz Ganji, are you there, brother? Okay, don't go anywhere. What's your category, brother?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. Which school you went to? Liverpool?
It was
Liverpool, eh? Alright, let's see what they taught you, my brother. What is the Afrikaans word for history? Geskiedenis of wiskunde?
Wiskunde.
Geskiedenis, I got to check who's your Afrikaans teacher, brother. Please SMS your Afrikaans teacher's telephone number and all the details. Imtiaz? The Afrikaans word for history, we asked you, is it geskiedenis of wiskunde? Brother Salim, what must you do with him? The answer is geskiedenis, history. Wiskunde is?
Maths.
Maths, my brother. Okay, sorry for that. Sajida, are you there, Pa? Okay, you got 1 point so far. Our brother from Benoni's got 1 point as well, and Appa from Lens got no points. All right. Here goes your question, Appa. What is your category?
Quran.
Quran Karim, okay. Okay, Appa, it's simple. It's true or false, okay? You can take how much chance here. Say one. True or false? All the sajda tilawat in the Quran Karim are found in Makki surahs.
False.
The answer is true, Appa. According to Ulum al-Quran, once again, Professor Doisa, page 119, the answer is true. True or false? We ask you, all of the sajda tilawat in the Quran Karim are found in Makki surahs. The answer is true, Appa.
Okay.
All right, so far you have 1 point, and we also have Brother Benoni with 1 point. Appa from Lens, are you there, sister?
Yes.
Okay, what's your category now, sister?
Islamic history.
Okay, here goes your question. In what year was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu martyred? 40 after Hijrah, 43 after Hijrah, or 50 after Hijrah?
43 after Hijrah. Number two.
Number two is incorrect, sister. Incorrect. The correct answer is 40 years after Hijrah. It was in 48 that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred, but not 43 like you were saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Binoni Wala, are you there? Okay, my brother. You got one right so far. One out of four. All right. If you answer this one correctly, and if Sajida answers incorrectly, then you're the winner, and vice versa.
Okay.
Too much of talking in the background, Brother Salim. We kindly ask our listeners, if we have anybody in the background, please lock them up in the bathroom. G. Imtiaz, are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, Mullah.
Okay, what are we going to go with?
I'll go with Quran.
Quran Karim. Okay, you haven't chosen a question from Quran Karim. Here goes your question, your final question, sister, brother. True or false, Surah Kafirun was revealed a few days before the Battle of Badr?
Say false.
You say false and we say false. The answer is false, my brother. Well done. Another point coming up your way. Can you smell a 1,000 rands?
Almost, Mulana.
I can smell it for you, my brother. 1,000 rands if Sajida does not answer this one correctly. Okay, Sajida, are you there, sister?
Si.
If you answer this one correctly, sister, then we go to sudden death, okay?
Si.
Alright. What's your category, Ben?
I'll go with Islamic history.
Islamic history. Okay, not too difficult question.
Inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. Okay, little bit difficult. Anyway, in Arabic, Abu Mashgul, the busy one, is the nickname of the fly, ant, or spider.
Mulana, can you repeat it?
In Arabic, Abu Mashgul, the busy one, is the nickname of the fly, ant, or spider.
The
end. Appa, you said the answer a bit too late. You said it a bit too late. It was after the 7 seconds, Appa. Okay?
Okay.
Apologies for that, sister. Yes, Brother Salim, on the right side, you know, Abu Mashghul. Abu Mashghul means the busy one. It's a nice nickname for our friend Marana Pir Ali. You know, he's always like he's Mashghul. He's always making like he's so busy. But the work that comes out is very little, Salim. Appa from Lens, are you there, sister? Okay, what's your category, Appa? Sewing, cooking.
No.
You've got Islamic history, you've got Quran Karim, you've got general knowledge, and you've got politics.
I'll go for the Quran.
Quran Karim, okay. Here goes your question, Appa. We're asking you barakat and sake. How many surahs in Quran Karim are named after insects?
I think it's four.
Sorry?
Four.
What did you say, Appa?
Four,
not false.
No.
Okay, mashallah, you are almost correct, sister. It is three, it's not four. It is An-Nahl, An-Naml, and Surah Al-Ankabut. Okay, Appa, three surahs, not four. All right, Abba, I'm not going to say how many you got right, how many you got wrong, and let's just say that, inshallah, try harder next time.
Exactly.
Jazakallah for participating. All the luck, inshallah, and you can call us again, Abba. But well done, mashallah. They were not too easy questions as well. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Appa from Amalo, Sajid Abian, are you there, sister?
Okay.
Appa, you answered quite nice. Let's see how many you got right. Okay, you got one right. But again, it was not too easy today, Appa. But Jazakallah for participating. All the luck. And you can always call back again, inshallah.
Jazakallah,
sister Sajid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Line number one, the man who's smiling, the man who could smell the 1,000 rands before the competition started. Imtiaz, are you there, brother?
Yeah, yeah, man.
How you feel?
I didn't answer too many right, but alhamdulillah, I still made it to the end.
Nice answer. Very honest, I must say. I thought you were going to say you're happy, you're over the moon, and you're excited, and but you're honest, my brother.
Alhamdulillah.
What you going to do with 1,000, Imtiaz?
My
techies, what you going to do?
I'm not too sure.
You're not too sure? You married?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 1,000 rands gone by tomorrow morning, my brother.
I can see the wife smiling already.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, that 1,000 rand is gone, my brother. All the luck, put it in a fixed deposit, okay? Take it out next year. Brother Intiaz, Jazakallah, my brother, all the luck. Have a lovely Ramadan. And you won yourself 1,000 rands. We talk tomorrow night, inshallah, after Tarawih Salah.
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, dear listeners, 25 past 6, you're tuned to Islam International. Back to Brother Salim on the engineering side. Don't go away.